Hey guys, welcome to the NetFit Run Club. This is your coach, Sarah Wall, and today we are playing a quarter of netball. We are getting fit specifically for netball today, and you are joining a community of global netfitters all around the world, so we are all in this together. We're going to start running right now, and I'm going to talk you through what today is all about. So we'll be going for 15 minutes, and I want you to think about the three gears that I'm going to call. Gear one is a slow and steady pace, your recovery zone. Then we move into gear two, which is where we up the pace a little bit between 5 to 8 effort. And gear three is really for those that want to push. So we'll be adding these in occasionally, but this is your max effort run. So your quarter of netball starts now. So we're just sitting here in gear one. I want you to think that you are running onto the court for the first time. We are starting off our pre-season here today and just getting through. We're getting back into things, but we are training to get back and have the best year of netball yet. So the first 2 minutes, I just want us to cruise. We'll work through our gears and warm up accordingly. And you know you can stop the podcast at any time. If you need to do specific warm-ups, make sure you pop it in now. Great job. So you're just relaxing your shoulders, you're getting into your rhythm for what the quarter lies ahead. So you're dropping your shoulders, keeping your shoulders back. I always like to focus on my breath for the first part of my run. I always find the first 2 minutes are the hardest, so just get through this first little bit and you'll be flying. Okay, 1 minute down into this run. We'll continue for this minute and I just want you to build up into gear two just slightly where you're pushing just into that next uncomfortable stage. You're just starting to get a bit of a flush through your legs. All right, dropping it back down to gear one. I just want you to cruise and get ready. So what today's session will be 3 minute blocks of efforts. Within those 3 minute blocks, we're going to be doing 20 seconds on and 20 seconds rest three times. Keep cruising, keep following my voice, and just imagine that I'm running beside you. In 10 seconds, we're going to hit it into gear two, and that's going to be pushed out for 20 seconds. Starting 3, 2, let's go. All right, let's go. I want you to think about your takeoff speed. I want you to think about keeping your eyes up for the ball. I want you to make sure that you're aware of your teammates around you. Keep pushing. Dropping back into gear one and cruising. Alright, getting started for gear two in 3, 2, 1. Let's push now. Come on, let's go. Great job. Awesome work. 3, 2, and hold it now. Cruising with me. Great job. Those are your first three sets coming up for our next block. Great job. Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, and push for me now. Let's go. Let's hit it into gear two. Get comfortable with whatever gear two is for you, but it is definitely a push from a jog. Let's go. Let's go. Great job. All right, getting really comfortable here. If anyone at any point needs to walk during this gear one phase, you know you can. You've just got to make sure you just keep moving forward. A coach said to me once, tick the legs over. So even if you want to walk and you think that you can just flick those feet through, just give it a go to keep that momentum. We're going to start our gear two again in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Great job. Now pushing shoulders back, suck the air in. Great work. I like to say stand tall because you are here, you are actually working today, you are off the couch, you are believing in yourself and you're believing in your season ahead. Let's go. And rest. Well done. Back into gear one. Great job. Remember your breath through your nose when it gets really hard, deep into your lungs. Starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Awesome effort. You've got this. We're going to push a little bit harder, maybe pop it into gear 3 for the last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now we drop it back into our 2-minute recovery. But within this 2-minute recovery, we may work slightly through a bit of a range of takeoff. But right now, you've got this time for you. For the next 2 minutes, I want you guys just to take a big look around. Keep your eyes up, always look ahead when you're running. If you're into visualization, just think about passing and looking at your teammates and thinking about maybe the opponent that you really want to beat this year. Something that's going to motivate you to keep going. We all need consistency with our training if we're serious about having a big year. But think about all the things that motivate you. While your feet hit the ground, I want you to think about spreading your toes in your shoes. Sometimes we keep them really clenched and tight. That actually stops the natural flow of our run. So make sure we relax our feet as we drop our shoulders. Alright, we're starting gear 2 in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Take off speed. Let's go. Imagine I'm running beside you. We're going to push. We're pushing each other, keeping our shoulders down, pumping our arms. The quicker your arms go, the quicker your legs go. Here we go. Push now for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and rest. Okay, into gear 1. We've got this. Tick those feet. This is your recovery. If you need to walk, you can. It is totally up to you. This is your recovery, slow and steady. Getting ready in 3, 2, 1. Gear 2, here we go. Push. You have hit your first block of your 3 minutes. All right, we're moving into our recovery zone. Take big, deep breaths. You've got this. Ready for our next sprint. Next 20 seconds starts now. Here we go, here we go. Great job. Keep pushing. 10 more seconds. This is where I want you to think about explosive speed on the court. Here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. And resting. Well done, guys. So good. All right. We've got 2 more efforts in this block to go before you get that long recovery. You guys have got this. I want you to keep thinking positive about why you're doing what you're doing that you've started today. 3, 2, 1, let's go, let's go. Push, push, push. Great job. We've got 10 seconds, here we go. Pump those arms. 3, 2, 1, and hold it there. Okay, 20 seconds recovery. We've got 1 more 20 second block to go for this. Then you get your 2 minutes. Breathe. You've got this. Imagine I'm right with you, shoulder to shoulder. Your whole global NetFit community are right behind you as well. 3, 2, 1, let's go, let's go. Come on, final push, final push. Let's go, you've got it. Great job. 10 more seconds. Keep it up. 3, 2, 1, and cruise. Okay, you have 2 minutes in the cruise zone. Then we are going into our 3 minute block. You can show me a new place to start. And you decide if you want to play pretend. All right, in this next 3 minutes, this is where we're going to call on our gear three. It's not important today if you don't hit gear three. In fact, if you're still sitting at gear one and you're just ticking with us today, that is something I'm so proud of, because everything takes a start. Everyone needs to start somewhere, whether you're just starting running, coming back from having a baby, coming back from injury, or just not your fittest self and you just want to start again. Don't you worry, I've been there so many times in my life, and this pre-season means the most to me after having my baby and knowing that it's going to take a little bit of time to get back fit, and I'm okay with that, and I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every run. I'm going to enjoy the time that I have out on the track that's just for me, and slowly but surely I can build up to the fitness level that I want. All right. So in another 40 seconds, we're going to bring this home. We're going to make ourselves proud. You guys are going to do all this work, and it's all going to pay off for something bigger than what we're doing here right now. I don't want you to think too far ahead, or don't think about what you've done. Just think about this next 3 minute block. All right. Dropping your shoulders, getting your rhythm, taking those big deep breaths, and getting okay that you're going to feel uncomfortable. We're going to start in 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go. Hit that 20 seconds. And we're going to go into gear 2 here. We're going to push for gear 2, and we're just going to make sure that we maintain that speed. While we're pushing, I want you to look around. I want you to think about being on court. Keep going. Great job. 3, 2, and resting. Great job. Well done. Okay, resting into that gear 1. This is your recovery zone. Really great work. With this next little effort, I'm going to get you guys to hit gear 3. Gear 3 is a max effort. I'm not going to call this too many times for this next 3 minutes, but this one, I want you to give it everything. Starting now, let's go. This is your best effort for 20 seconds. This is your speed. This is your breaking point. This is where you never give up. Keep going. You got 10 more seconds here. Keep pushing. Look at something in the distance you want to get to. Come on, keep pushing. I'm right with you here. Come on, come on, come on. Keep going. 3, 2, and rest. Okay, drop it right back to gear 1 here. I know how that feels. Keep running with me. You guys have got this. We are so close to the end. All right, keep those shoulders back. Big breaths through your nose. Well done. 5 more seconds. Great job. We're going to hit our next 20 seconds. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Push, push, push now. Only gear 2, because I know you're hurting. I know you're pushed from your last effort, but you've got this. Keep going. Well done. Keep giving. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. All right. This next 20 seconds, I want you to drop back to gear 1. Your recovery state. All right, getting started now for our final block. We're going as hard as we can at that gear 3. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, this is our final minute. I'm only asking 15 more seconds of you. Come on, let's go. As quick as you can. Build, build, build. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, you've got this. All right, you've only got another 3. Come on, 2, 1, and stop. Great job. Okay, your recovery. This is your final recovery jog. Well done. And then we're going to hit it for gear 3 just one more time. Suck that air in. Okay, in 10 more seconds, we're going to hit go, and we've got 20 more seconds to go. All right, good job. I just want you to feel so proud of yourself right now and put it all on the line out there. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Come on, do it for your teammates. Let's go. Come on, push. 10, 9, come on, 8, 7, come on, all the way to that end line, to that final intercept, to that final goal, to that final center pass, and rest. Great job. Well done. You have completed a quarter of netball. Keep your hands above your head. Try not to pop your hands on your hips. That shows the opposition you're tired. Don't slump over. Stand tall. Keep your shoulders back. And I just want you to walk. For those netfitters out there that want to play another quarter of netball, you guys just repeat this session today. Well done. And thank you so much for joining us. We are here every week with a new quarter of netball for you guys to smash to make sure you have the best season ahead. We are all here, our global NetFit community, here to support you. We would love to hear from you on socials, take a sweaty selfie, and have a great day.